We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I ordered an oat latte and he didn't understand me, so because obviously my accent, and I was speaking fast. So he gave me a dairy one and I couldn't drink it because my stomach was sore. But yes, I can eat a half a stick of butter and mashed potatoes. Like,
oh yeah. I would lubricate my body in butter and slide across the floor.
Once lactose takes a different form, my body can handle it.
Yeah, but what is it?
I don't know.
It's your favourite queers back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! Are you very cold?
No way.
You're wearing a hat in my
house.
I
knew you were going to say that straight away. I knew you were going to say that. You wear a hat inside all the time.
No, I wear a cap. You're wearing a woolly winter hat.
What's the difference between a cap and a hat?
The insulation of it.
It's the same type of warmth.
No, it's not. You're covering your ears. My cap doesn't cover my ears.
Babe, it's the same
thing. I'm at the skater boy. She sent the Elena boy. How many episodes have I sung Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne?
Too many. And every time you sing it, I think back to her hanging in my childhood bedroom and she was drinking.
Hanging?
Like at the poster.
The poster,
like.
Sorry. Jesus Christ, babe. Context.
Drinking a carton of milk. She was employed by Big Dairy.
You had a poster of her drinking a carton of milk in your bedroom.
Oh.
Kind of sexy.
Oh. Because life's like this.
And you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you got and you turn it into.
She was amazing.
Honestly, you promised me I'm never going to find you faded.
That's not the lyrics.
What is it?
Honestly, you promised me I'm never going to find you faking, isn't it?
I don't know, I wasn't the one with the poster of her drinking a carton of milk in my room. I'll take your word for
anyway,
it.
Anyway, girls, how are we?
How's everyone doing? Avril Lavigne, how we doing?
How we doing?
How's the form?
Kevin's back from his trip to Paris.
Oh, I don't want to talk about
so
my trip.
So basically, on my wish list for my stag, I was like, oh my God, I really want to go to Paris and I want to go to Crazy Horse. And then Kevin was like, we actually can't do that. And then he went to Paris and went to Crazy Horse.
That is
true.
Not what happened.
But is that not factual?
No. I said to you, I wanted to go to Paris to see Crazy Horse. Then you said, oh my God,
that's such a lie.
Babe, you hadn't even heard of Crazy Horse.
I told you about Crazy Horse.
You told me about Crazy Horse.
That I wanted to go there.
No, I told you about Crazy Horse and how I wanted to see it.
No,
and
you didn't.
Stag.
Oh my God, no you didn't.
Babe, I told you it wouldn't have worked. First of all, Paris is a city, and you would know this if you've been there.
I was in Paris with the scouts. Thank you very much.
Gone to Crazy Horse then, perhaps, if
I was
you wanted
too
to
young.
See it so badly.
I think
Paris
I was 13.
Is a city where you spend most of your time sat outside, gorgeous coffee shops, people watching, and just keeping a low profile. But it doesn't scream stag.
It does.
We're going to Killarney, babe. We're going where all men should be going on a stag, and that's Killarney, and we're going to tear it up.
Anyway, how'd you get on?
I had a gorgeous, gorgeous time. It was lovely. It was the type of trip where as soon as I arrived in the city, I was like, I need to spend 3 months here, not 3 days.
But babe, you say that about everywhere you go.
But I think it's true. You're only touching the surface, really, when you're visiting a city for 3 days. Because it happens with us. If someone's coming to London and they get on to me about recommendations, you know, I'm just, you know, firing out a lot of the...
like touristy bits.
Touristy bits and like places. But really, you want a chance to sink into the city, a chance to explore it further.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But everywhere you go, you're like, oh, I want to move here. Like you were the same in Barcelona.
What does that say about me? Am I always running away from my problems? Or is it just like, does it indicate that I'm just like a man of the world? I think it's the latter.
You're a wanderlust girly.
I'm a wanderlust girly. But am I? Not enough to get a tattoo, but I do love it. It was gorgeous. I was expecting, and I was disappointed by this, more berets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only counted. I was on a beret hunt for the 3 days. 4 berets in 3 days.
What?
So has everything I've ever learned about Paris incorrect? A lot of people are just going around the Parisians with just a baguette for show.
Yeah, baguette. I was just about
it's to like
say,
for show. You know what I mean? It's a French stick. They have it. Now,
it's not edible. It's plastic.
It's plastic, I think. Yeah, yeah. Now, it always it's looks gorgeous. It's a prop, I think, because... yeah. I was thinking, I was like, it makes an outfit because you kind of go, oh, look at you going back to your simple life.
Which are artisanal bread. It can't be one from like the cheap deli. It needs to be artisanal.
Yeah, it's not Cuisine de France.
No.
Cuisine de France is anything but. It's not the Cuisine de France.
it's
the Cuisine de Maxwell Garage.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, didn't think it was going to be as expensive as it was. So expensive, babe.
But Paris sounds expensive.
It does sound expensive.
They have to pay for the twinkly lights on the Eiffel Tower.
That's probably a huge electricity bill. But I was thinking it would probably be on par with London, but it wasn't. Way more expensive. Babe, oh my God.
Really?
Yeah, and then I suppose there was a conversion of the euros, but like $5.50 for a coffee anywhere you went. And then one of the places, your one didn't even have lids. And I was going,
what? Well,
you should have said that.
$5.50 for a coffee? Jesus.
$5.50 for a coffee. No. You're not going to believe this. And I'm almost reluctant to speak about it on the episode.
Wow.
But I think my mum's a few eps behind. I just don't want her knowing, basically.
Okay.
A sandwich. Guess how much for a chicken club sandwich I paid in a gaff?
A tenner.
No, okay. I'm obviously telling you it's going to be expensive, right?
Okay.
So, you know, it's probably going to be more than a tenner.
€16.50.
€25.
It wasn't. Shut up.
Babe, €25.
For a sandwich.
Euro for a sandwich.
Was it the nicest sandwich you had in your life?
No. The coleslaw was slop. It was one of the places... that's become a bit viral for hot chocolate. Yeah, it might have been on TikTok, but it's for the hot chocolate. It serves like hot chocolate in this like silver teapot. Can't remember the name of the gaff, but like what I had, I don't know if you do it for trips, but you know, you have like the Google
itinerary,
Maps.
Itinerary,
and the place plotted along. Yeah. So if you're nearby somewhere, you can just go, this is meant
so
to be
helpful,
good.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me go there. But I was craving a sandwich. Mm. And you know what the thing is? Like, you know, you go to France and you're kind of like, or you go abroad and you're kind of thinking, I should taste local cuisine.
Yeah, obviously.
So in the first day, like, I had a French onion soup and I had a croque monsieur.
Sure, you're done then.
So I was like, beyond that, obviously there's l'escargot,
and
there's
brie,
frog's legs, there's the cheese. I wasn't in a cheesy mood. It was
in
start
France,
of the week.
You have to be,
I
babe.
Had a bit of cheese, but I didn't want to do like a plate of it.
Okay, yeah.
I would have been paying. I could have done it on the last day, but then I was like, the trip back on the Eurostar was going to be a mission.
Okay,
you know
cool.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to take that on.
And as well, you crave a sandwich every day.
And
like, that's what you do. Like, every day at lunchtime, you go, is there anywhere we can get a sandwich? And I'm like, God forbid you have anything else for your lunch.
But it's so weird because after the first day, I was like, should I be eating French cuisine? But then I was like, people don't come to London and go, oh, I'm going to have fish and chips for the 3 days. You know what I mean? It's Europe, like.
But also, you can get a French sandwich, like.
Yeah, I did, and it was €25, and I was.
What was the sandwich? Chicken.
That was a chicken club, right?
That's not a French sandwich.
It is Le Poulet, baby.
Okay.
You'd know it if you spoke a bit of French.
All right.
But anyway, your man pops up then afterwards with the bill, and I'm going, "Oh my God!" Now, I did see 25 on the menu.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that was. For that, I was like, do you do sandwiches? Because it was written as something else, this thing. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I just want like sandwiches for one. I was thinking maybe that was a platter.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want sandwiches for one, like literally. And he was like, yeah, no bother, whatever. Yeah. Next thing. €25. And then here he is with the card machine, and you know, it says add gratuity or whatever.
10%, yeah.
And I'm going, I will in my fucking eye. You cheeky French bastard.
It came with chips, obviously.
No chips, coleslaw. Coleslaw was the treat.
No French fries.
It was
a
type
France.
Of sandwich as well, which I can't get into. You know, the ones that are grotesquely large, so you can't fit it all into your mouth in one bite. I don't like that.
I hate when it's messy.
Same with a burger. You know, these people who are stacking fucking onion rings and portobello mushrooms.
That's why you have the smash burger.
Halloumi into their burgers.
Yeah. You need a smash burger.
You want a smash burger? Yeah. Smash burgers. There's a place, babe, in London, Soho. Yeah. Gorgeous for the smash burgers.
No, babe, go to Dash in Dublin. It's so good.
Is Dash in Dublin the same?
They
might have copied this place.
If I'm getting a piece of food that I have to unhinge my jaw and strain my jaw to put into my mouth. Why would you want that?
Also, imagine being in a restaurant and everyone going around like this.
No one can see that. It's a podcast.
That's why I did it for the camera, you God. That's the teaser. But you know what I mean? Going around like this, like Kirby's fucking dreamland.
Yeah,
you
describe what's happening. Kevin is currently unhinging his jaw.
Do you remember that Game Boy game and your one used to go around and suck the lads up in their mouth?
Kirby.
Also, another reason why I think I might like to do Paris for 3 months is because, girls, you wouldn't believe the speed at which the French came back to me. Très vite.
Oh, really?
Honestly, it was all just kind of coming back. Now, there was hesitancy in the first day to speak it.
Abishar, you have a few wines and then you're like, boom, 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 boom,
boom.
You just need a glass
of wine or two.
Monsieur,
but even like
madame.
Asking for the bill, I was a bit like, and I was like gearing myself up at the table to like ask for it in French, like gearing myself up. And then I would just like bottle it and I'd be like,
were they nice?
The bill. You know what? I will say, very, very nice. I went to that place that serves the steak and chips, you know, with like the green
Buff
sauce.
And
yeah. What's it called?
Buff and frites.
Whatever it is, right? Can't remember the name of the restaurant. It was lovely. But again, one of these gaffes that probably came about on TikTok because it was a Monday night. I queued for a crazy amount of time for steak and chips. Now, it was the most reasonably priced meal of the trip, right?
Yeah.
I think it was only like £40 and I had like a carafe of red as well, right?
Oh, excuse me. Anyway, treat yourself.
Anyway, I didn't realise that in the gaff, once you finish your plate, they load it on again.
Brilliant. Unlimited chips, like, that's the whole thing.
But unlimited steak as well.
As well!
Now, I don't know if it's unlimited, right? But so, I'm finished my meal, right? I'm going, je suis fini, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. Getting my napkin to the lips like this, because it's France, and obviously, I'm not an animal.
Yeah.
And anyway, your one was over, and I was already chatting to her. She was very lovely, and they're all wearing, like, you know, very traditional, like, French waitress outfits, whatever.
Describe
that means.
That.
Like, kind of like... Like, kind of given French maid, but French maid who works at the restaurant.
With, like, sexy vibes? Kind of,
no, I don't want to say sexy, but it's just very traditional.
One of them's dressed like the Eiffel Tower. It was a very classy restaurant. It sounds very classy.
But anyway, I was chatting to her, and I think she might have called me handsome at one point. She starts loading on the steak and chips, and I was like, oh my God, she's weak for me.
Oh, really?
She's weak for me. And I was like, and then I made a big thing at the end, gave her a nice tip, and I was like, thanks so much, like, loved it. I was like, you're so lovely. And then I see her loading a load of steak and chips onto another tables who were already finished as well, and I'm going, oh no, that's just protocol.
That's the thing
that they do.
I would
have
stayed there for the night, babe.
See, I don't really eat red meat.
Oh really?
Ever. I do, like, when I'm out, I don't ever cook it.
Yeah.
So when I do eat red meat, like, God, that fills up the stomach quick, doesn't it?
I could have about four. I could put away four steaks.
Could you? Plus the chips.
Yeah, if I was in the mood.
The sauce was lovely as well.
I'm not
one
to turn down a challenge, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and also we were having it with the red wine and that was filling me up a smally bit as well.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what I mean? Yeah. If it was just water, probably would have been better off.
I know, but then the red wine would cut through for me. I think I'd be able to put away more if I had the red wine. Put away. Why am I acting like a stray fella doing a mukbang? Or doing all those food challenges. I used to work in a restaurant and we used to do the food challenges in Camden.
I never knew you did a food challenge in Porky's.
Man versus ribs, it was called.
No.
Man versus ribs, by the way, because women, women apparently can't eat ribs.
No, well, they couldn't eat as much as a man. Their bellies are smaller.
But basically, they got, I think it was like 3 portions of Memphis medium ribs and tips, which is like pork ribs and the tips. And then 4... fries, and then you had to see how quickly you could eat it, and there was a leaderboard.
Did you ever try it?
No, but like, what was your highlight of Paris? Were you not like gobsmacked when the Eiffel Tower started twinkling? I didn't know it twinkled.
Yeah, I was there just as that happened the first time.
Yeah.
I didn't want to climb the Eiffel Tower. Well, that was sending shivers down my spine.
Which is like, an elevator, no?
What am I going to do? No, I wasn't scared of it, but I was like, what am I going to be doing in the Eiffel Tower? Like, the whole point of the Eiffel Tower is to be looking at it. Is there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all. I just went across to, is it the Champs-Élysées? My highlight when I was there was going to this French boulangerie. It's French for bakery. it's called French Bastards, and they did this gorgeous, like, chocolate and hazelnut bun.
Okay.
It was gorgeous.
Oh, nice. Okay. And the French are good at baking, aren't they?
You know what I mean?
That's their thing.
You know what? Because the Brits are just as good at baking, probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, when it comes to fine French patisserie, presumably the French might be a bit better.
And they've taught
us. But you have some decent bakeries over here as well, right?
Yeah, in Ireland.
Same in Ireland. Yeah. Shout out to the Fable Girlies, right? But over there, there's no shame in it. French people have removed the shame from baked goods.
Okay, they normalised them.
They've normalised it.
Oh, brilliant.
It's very, very normal to be walking down the street and be eating a baked good at whatever time of day. Whereas I feel like over here, you'd kind of be like, look at your one having a treat.
No, you wouldn't.
Whereas like, well, I would. And I'd be like, why is she not at work? But you know what I mean? I feel like over there, it's just the norm.
Okay.
Same with cigarettes. Like over there, like you see someone smoking and you're like, it's the norm. And I'm like,
yeah,
it's better.
It shouldn't be though.
The highlight was Crazy Horse.
Yeah. I really want to go.
The highlight was Crazy Horse. It was spenny. It was €150, I think, and that includes the champagne. Like, it was a lot, but it was the reason I wanted to go there. I'll take you, baby. I'm going to take you. I'd go and see it 100 times over again. Honestly, if you are going to Paris, I would definitely recommend going. It was really, really great. You know what I mean?
If you paid €25 for a sandwich.
But let's actually break that down. That's crazy. Also, like, obviously, the Olympics is happening there this summer.
Yeah.
I feel like the people are only going to be saucier and spike the prices even more. I'd love to watch the diving and the gymnastics.
Yeah, I love the gymnastics.
Girls. You know what? Why aren't those girls who are booting the ball all over the gaff, right?
We talked about this in like one of the first episodes of the podcast ever. Yeah.
No, why are they not doing basketball?
That's what we talked about.
Did we actually?
Yeah, there's a teaser on our Instagram. And it's like, the girls who do the balls in the Olympics were like, get them on a basketball team now.
We said this before.
Yeah, I'm showing you the teaser.
God, this is crazy. Well, look, it only goes to show that I'm really passionate about it.
There you go.
Girlies.
Get them drafted.
Get playing basketball. Right, should we move on to the theme?
The theme for this week is third of a life crisis.
Alexa, no, it's just third life.
Whatever. It's confusing.
It's
if you
not
say
confusing.
It like that.
We're going to explain it.
Third life crisis.
Alexa, play Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
It's
I
the
told
same
you beforehand.
Thing. Bumper up.
So I think, so I cancelled my Amazon Prime membership, right? I never really had it. I think I was getting it before because I needed something really last minute.
What?
Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I am unwritten. Can't read my mind.
She's a mad thing, is she?
She is. But anyway, cancelled it. I think because I use Apple Music, when I've been asking Alexa to play a song,
yeah,
I think it restarted my Prime.
Really?
Yeah, so I've been paying it for the last 6 months and like, you know, I don't support Amazon. At the blank page before you.
Open up the dirty window. If you're having a bad day, just bump this on.
Any Natasha Bedingfield song. Now, a lot of them sound the same. So close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for
what you.
What
do you
want to do? Only you can let it
who?
In. No one else can speak the words on your lips. Treat yourself.
Words unspoken.
Live your life with arms wide open.
Where your book begins, the rest is still unwritten.
Alexa, stop. Wait. The rest is still unwritten.
Diana Vickers, sit down.
Why do people sing like that these days? Some people are still singing
really?
Like that. Wait. Live your life with arms wide open.
Yeah.
Today is where your book begins. Arms wide open, baby. Big hug, because my baby did a marathon.
Okay.
Or are we going into Natasha Bedingfield
first?
Let's
talk about Natasha.
Let's talk about Natasha and Cole first. Sorry, but that just came to me.
Okay,
I didn't hug you yet, did I? Or did I hug you when I came in?
You hugged me when I came in. Yeah. Thank you so much.
I bruise easily, so be gentle. What's just stand up?
I don't know what that was.
Oh, that was for Stand Up To Cancer. That's,
if you ever want to laugh yourself silly, watch the Just Stand Up To Cancer.
Or maybe not.
2008 performance. It's the funniest thing. They got together the most powerful females at the time.
But it was iconic. I didn't stop listening to
it. And they never rehearsed. And Beyonce's hair looks fucking hilarious.
Oh, she did the updo.
She has a short little like...
Short, yeah.
Cut. It's so funny. They all sound terrible.
Like, they don't sound terrible.
They do, babe. What? Listen, it's so bad.
Mary J. Blige, you don't gotta be a prisoner your mind.
It's so embarrassing. I feel like the cancer charity were like, girls, can you stop? Can you take down the vid?
Miley and Rihanna do the... Things get better through whatever. That bit is crazy.
Everything is so embarrassing.
Leona Lewis in it is not embarrassing. Leona Lewis is formidable in it.
Okay,
sorry, I still have French in my head. Formidable. I never say that. That's so, weird. I just have all these French words floating about in my head.
Anyway, girlies, we're talking about third life crisis.
Third life
crisis.
It's crises, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Crises.
Like.
Oh, is it crises?
I think it is.
Oh,
it's
is
not
it?
Crises.
Again, I think it's the French.
Look it up. Plural of crisis.
Crises. I was right. Yeah, what was I saying? Crises. That's the French. That's so annoying. Oh,
girl, calm down.
Wait, one more time.
Crises.
He sounds like he's in a crisis.
What's a crisis?
It's not a thing. It's a word you made up. We were going to call it quarter of a life crises.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is now. But we've realised that we're not going to live until we're 120.
But we...
Because we're 31 now.
Because we're 31.
Well, you're turning 31. Like, if you want to do that before, we're not going to live till...
We're not going to live till...
120. Well, I don't know. Modern medicine, you know.
Would you wanna? If I still look cunty at 120,
I don't wanna
go around looking like a fucking raisin.
But on a stick. Is that giving ageism?
Well, I'm sure we're offending a load of people in their 120s.
Yeah.
Babe, also, they're not listening to the pod. Do you know what I mean?
You know?
I'm not saying like old people, I'm saying people who are
okay.
120.
There's no one who's 120. No one's 120.
What's the
oldest person alive?
Me using this laptop overtime today, ever. Lived to the age of 116. Yeah, exactly. I'm offending nobody. Like, do you want to look like that? No offense.
She looks gorgeous.
Not her.
Oh, wait.
Him. I don't want to look like him.
But
sorry,
like,
not
like,
to be rude.
By the time we're like 100, they're obviously going to be able to replace our body parts with like robots.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, if it's just my head on like a gorgeous robot body and I'm flying around the gaff, I wouldn't mind.
Oh,
it.
I'd love that. I'd love to be a bit bionic. Also, justice for bionic.
Justice for bionic by Christina Aguilera.
What? What an album though.
Yeah, I know it is.
Did
amazing.
You like bionic?
No, I loved it, yeah.
What was the other
not
one?
Not Myself Tonight.
Not Myself Tonight was incredible, but that got a bit of recognition, got a bit of hype.
What was the one?
I am done smoking gum. There was a few ballads. There was that other one. Let's get glam. Glam was on it.
Let me look it up.
Glam. Will we do glam in... babe, glam. Glam in... will we add it to the show?
I don't know that song.
Let's get glam. Oh my God, you do, babe. Alexa, play Glam by Christina Aguilera on Apple Music. Listen to this.
Okay.
Glam by Christina. Babe, yeah, have you never heard this?
No.
Let's
get glam. Okay, I mean, yeah, it's in the show.
Babe, listen.
Yeah. No, for me, I don't need any
more. Babe.
Were you sipping tea?
No, that was lipstick.
Okay, I'm obsessed.
Wait, you haven't even heard the bees. 4, 3.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's giving AI-generated gay bop.
Wait. In the screen.
Yeah.
Fantasy.
I love it. The lyrics mean nothing. That's brilliant.
It means nothing.
Yeah, brilliant.
It's AI-generated.
Yeah, I love it.
Wait. Out of a fashion book.
Brilliant.
Ready.
Look and book.
Now go. Let's get glam.
It's giving Fastlane.
Don't let the clothes
wear
you. It's
all Fastlane coded.
Alexa, stop.
Did she go, don't let the clothes wear you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. It's in.
Create your look out of a fashion book.
Brilliant.
Babe,
Shakespeare.
Brilliant.
Almost Yeats.
If you haven't listened to Bionic, grow up and go listen to it.
Yeah, listen to, like, stop listening to podcasts now and listen to Christina Aguilera, yeah, Bionic.
And stop listening to all these other stupid artists like Taylor Swift doing stupid songs. Have you seen any of the people doing the listening parties?
Oh, yeah, I can't watch that.
It's crazy. Like,
sorry if you're a Swiftie, it's just not our bag.
And some of the people that are watching, I'm like, oh my God, did she get Pfizer? Because they're like this. They're rattling. And I'm like, what are you rattling for? You're listening to a song.
No, I saw a tweet and it was like, people who like are affected by Taylor Swift's album never struggled in their lives. Because they're getting so emotional about like the smallest detail.
It's weird.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is weird.
Anyway, moving on. We're picking third life crisis. We'll probably talk about quarter life crises. What did we say it was?
Crises.
Crises and midlife crises, yeah, as well.
We're covering all the crises.
Also, for brands listening, we have a huge demographic listening to the listening to the pod, so it's only fair that we talk about all of them.
Whatever crisis you're going through right now, we're going to cover it.
Whatever crisis,
whether you're sitting in a sports car with your new mistress, or whether you're after dropping out of uni and changing your career completely,
or whether you told your fella to whip off his condom just before he came because you're like, I want a baby.
Okay. I thought you just wanted a cream pie. No, we have to move on. We can't say that. I can't say that.
No, I was just going to say because you want a kid. You like to kind of spruce up.
We can't put that in. I'm sorry.
I haven't heard anyone say cream pie.
I didn't see that. No, we can't put that in. Get down. Get down, Corey. Get down.
Corey, get down. Do you know when we say Corey, get down, do people know what it's about?
No one gets it.
We have to do that on Remind me to explain Corey, get down on the next pod.
I don't know where that came from, the recesses of my brain. That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, whatever stage of life you're at, whatever crisis moment,
We're going to cover it.
And it's all been prompted by
my most recent crisis,
our very own crisis connoisseur, PJ Kirby. Running, this is so weird. Running, it's not weird, it's major, I mean. Running a marathon. I'm after getting shivers again.
Oh, thanks, babe. But are people rolling their eyes?
No. I was rolling my eyes when you were going on about it.
Okay.
When you were like, I'm running, training.
I don't think I went on about it that much. I really didn't.
You didn't go on about the marathon that much.
Yeah.
You went on about, because you were petrified of the marathon. And it was touch and go there for a while. I thought you were going to drop out.
I got injured.
But you did go on about running a lot. But you weren't always like, I'm training for this marathon.
Yeah.
To be fair to you, you didn't really flog that horse. I think it is because maybe, were you having second thoughts when you signed up for ever?
I just wanted to I didn't want to put too much pressure under myself.
Yeah, and I kind of enjoyed that. I think that made sense as well.
Yeah.
So you ran the marathon Sunday. It's only Wednesday. You walked in here fine.
Yeah, look, so
so did you do the half?
No, I did the full.
But you wouldn't give me your number to track you.
No, but I did the full, right? But the tracking thing malfunctioned, right? So Jose was tracking me from Dublin, and
he wasn't
the
only one,
but he was like halfway through the tracking glitched, so halfway through the marathon he thought I was after dropping out. And he was like, fuck. He was like, do I text him now and be like,
what, you
I'm
just
so
slipped off to do the half?
No, the tracking just stopped tracking me
halfway then, through on the dot. That's weird.
But then I came back in later on at 30k. It came back up, you know.
After go for a tactical shoot
after I got the taxi for 10k. But he was like, do I text him now or do I and be like, I'm so proud of you, or do I wait and see if it comes back online, you know?
Because there was a time when you were thinking maybe you might just do the half. Was there? Well, I mean, this is, you know, in the weeks leading up, you're like, oh, I'd love to go for the full.
Yeah, so basically, I had it in my head that I want to do the full. I started training last year in summertime. Then I got my foot, I got a really bad stress injury in my foot. And then I was like, oh, I want to run the marathon still.
Yeah.
And then over Christmas, Jose's brother was like, I'm doing the Vienna marathon. So I was like, I'll just sign up for that and work towards it. And if I don't do the full, I'll just do the half.
Yeah.
And then as I started training, I was like, no, I really want to do the full.
Oh,
and then, I think it was 3 months before it, I had in my head, I was like, I'm doing the full.
Doing the full.
Yeah.
From 3 months before.
But also, you know me, I get a bit obsessive.
That's see, the first day you told me you were running a marathon,
yeah,
I just went, well, that's it. He's doing it.
Yeah.
Because you're that person. once you have something in your head, you're going to do it. You're going to accomplish it.
Thanks, Ben.
You know what I mean? That's something I really, really do admire about you. I
this
think
makes
it's
me feel a bit
inspiring.
Awkward. Let's move on.
How does it make
me
feel awkward?
I don't know. I just feel a bit like...
But like, it's a huge thing. Also, like, you raise all this money for charity.
Shut up.
What
I knew you were going to say
that. You...
I knew you were going to say this.
What?
So, right, I signed up to the marathon, right? And I didn't think too much about it. And then as it came up in conversation with like Kevin and like my friend Adine and stuff, they're all like, and what charity are you running it for? And then I kept going, none. And I felt so bad because I was like, should I be running it for a charity? And then I only realized like, loads of people do run their first marathon for charity. But I don't know why I didn't even think about it.
Wait, so is it that you're not giving the money to charity?
I didn't raise any money.
Oh, I thought you said you did. didn't you have that link up in your Instagram story?
No, I raised nothing. Which
Where's
I'm
this
sorry.
From? Is this new?
But
you said you got this in Vienna.
Yeah, I did. I bought it myself.
With the money from
I didn't
that you
raise
raised.
Any money. I was so embarrassed, lads, because I was like, I felt like a selfish bastard then. But like, I've raised money for charity in the past. I don't know why. Okay. I'm trying to defend myself.
You're trying to defend yourself. But you definitely, okay, so just because a few people asked me as well, they were like, oh, there was
no
mention
one donated
of
money
the
to
charity.
Me. I actually, my people who were running it on the day, I donated money to their charities.
That's nice. Oh, yeah, I'm actually, because the London Marathon was on this weekend as well. I was nearly broke from all the donations. Everyone, which is great, obviously, you know, better to be spending on your friend running the marathon than whatever. But like, everyone is doing the marathons.
Yeah.
Now, I was sending PJ pics the night before because I didn't really know what to do.
So, right, I was so nervous the night before and I was getting ready to do the marathon, and then Kevin just kept sending me pictures of people shitting themselves and being like, you know, people shit themselves in a marathon, and I was like, can you stop sending me pictures of people shitting themselves?
No, it's because I was out with my friend and I was like, oh my God, PJ's running the marathon tomorrow. Yeah. Let's text PJ or whatever. And they were like, oh my God, my brother ran a marathon recently. And they were like, do you know how many people shit themselves in marathons? And I was like, they what? And they were like, yeah, obviously they're running like 4.5 hours and whatever. And they're like having their gels and stuff. Instead of like stopping to take a shit because it would like impact their time, they just kind of take a shit when they're running. It's just running in their leg.
I would rather be 10 minutes late.
Yeah, surely, right?
Obviously, if you're a professional athlete, like I'm not a professional runner.
But your time nearly was professional. You did great time. I have your scoreboard up here.
How did you get my scoreboard, you freak?
Look at this. Look how consistent you were across your timings.
How did you get this?
Should you just search your name on the Vienna Marathon website?
Surely there's some GDPR happening.
No, because I asked you for your thing to track and I was like, no, I'm gonna find you myself.
Yeah, see, so that's proof I fucking ran it.
Great time. Now, so your official time, do you want to talk about it?
But on my thing, it said my official time was 4 hours 33 minutes.
And Oprah, just to let you know, because I did a bit of... Oprah did 4:29.
Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah.
Screaming. But I, like, when I was...
When she was 40, though.
When I was running in the finish line, like I said, 4:55.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, brilliant. I wanted to just get under 5 hours.
Yeah.
But then...
So how were you tracked?
No, but then the officials came up and was like, oh, there was a problem with the timer. And they were like, go with the one in app. So like, look, this is my time from the
Show
app.
Us. 4:33, that's class.
Yeah.
Now, still slower than Oprah.
Yeah, but I wasn't in competing with
Oprah. I'm joking. I was just looking up marathon facts.
Yeah.
Can you believe that Oprah ran a marathon?
Yeah. I was blown away by how many people were like older running the marathon. Like I was
really?
Running with 50-year-olds for ages and I was bawling crying because I was like, they're so much older than me and they're like doing this marathon at the same pace as me. I was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful.
So talk us through, whilst you were doing it, was there any moment where you were like, I'm not going to be able to finish this? Because obviously you were telling me in your training, you're not meant to ever run the distance of a marathon.
Yeah, no, you don't.
So the day
run.
You were running it, and because it was your first marathon, it was your first time ever running the 42K.
It was like, I was grinding up until 30K, and then it was like the last 12 was like fucking so hard.
Really?
Yeah, it was so hard.
Are we listening to music or what?
Oh,
are we listening
all
to your trainer?
I had like the Nike Run Club app trainer, shout out Coach Bennett. Kind of hated him at the start because he's American. He was kind of giving me all like, you can do this, pal, and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But then by the end, now I have a parasocial relationship with him where like I can understand why people like bond with us on the podcast. And like when we see him in real life, where they're like, oh my God, I feel like I'm your best friend. I feel like he's my best friend.
But is he real or is he just a robot?
What do you mean?
Because I was doing a small bit of running in lockdown, but it was like... you know.
No, he's a real person.
He's
like
a real person.
But like, it started off with SZA. She gets you going slow, right?
Consistent, yeah.
Consistent.
Steady.
Went into a bit of Harry Styles. What? Right?
On a run.
Yeah, just because I wanted to, because I don't want to run too quickly, too fast, you know.
Right, I get you.
Took her into Seema Chapel Rowan vibes.
I didn't know you were a Chapel Rowan gay.
Yeah, well, Seema and Chapel Rowan, same kind of genre in my head.
I see that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, bold like gingers.
Then, right, it's kind of embarrassing, right?
What?
But my break in case of emergency song.
Is what? Damaged Danny Duquesne.
No.
What is it?
Zero to Hero, Hercules.
Yes!
Zero to Hero. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, but wasn't the first fella who ever run a marathon, wasn't he Greek?
Was he?
Wasn't that the whole reason that it came about?
I don't know.
A fella had to take a message back to, I don't know, Athens or somewhere. And then that was the distance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how it started.
Anyway, when the fates hit you with the, who put the glad in, lady,
whose darling deeds are,
yeah, do you know what I mean? I was sprinting then.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was unreal. And then after that song, I was like, oh, my God, I want to die.
It picked you up again.
No, then I went down again. Like,
then you went down again.
Do you know what I mean?
And just to explain for the listeners at home, you sent me a pic when you finished it. Now you looked a bit frazzled. Obviously, you just run a, ran a marathon. I wanted to share the pic, but I was like, that's kind of doing him dirty. but what was the feeling like when you finished?
I was just bawling. Like, it's so weird because like, so the whole day, right? I was pure ball. I didn't expect to be so emotional because I never ran with anyone before this, right? Like, I never done like races or stuff, right?
Or no run clubs or anything.
No run clubs or anything, right? Because I was very much just like doing it as like my own kind of thing, you know. And then like on the day of the race, I was just like, everyone was just so lovely. People were like screaming my name that I don't even know, right?
How?
Because it says your name in your...
I thought they recognised you from the pod.
Oh, no. Nah. So then, right...
Me in Vienna?
I'm like running the marathon and I'm seeing signs like, go, mummy, go, you can do this.
Don't know.
And like these lads are running up, kissing their children on the sidelines and then running on. And then people have like signs that are so lovely. And there's like fun ones that are like power up and it's like a mushroom from Mario and you hit it as you run past.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
But then there was one sign and it was like, smile, you paid for this, right? And at 5K, I was like laughing, being like, oh my God, that's funny. Like they're saying, you kind of put yourself into it. But then when it's like 35K and I'm seeing, smile, you paid for this again, I want to be like, I'm going to rip that fucking sign out of your fucking hands, right?
Yeah, cheeky bastards.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you get up and run it.
But there's, everyone's so lovely and everyone's so supportive. And then it's like,
now the mushroom power up is brilliant.
And then they had like, but then there's loads of different ones along the way and there's loads of kids with their hands out for high fives, right?
Yeah.
And then at the beginning,
you clipped a young fella's face.
No, but at the beginning you're giving them all high fives, but then at the end you're wrecked and you don't want to, but then you can't leave him hanging, so you have to go over and high five this child. But I'm so wrecked and he high fived a few children now, and then out of the corner of my eye you could see their face drop because my hand is like covered in sweat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was all lovely, and like, there was a one stage it was so beautiful, like I passed this corner and I was really struggling, and then this daughter like saw her family and like it was, and they were all screaming, and she went over and she started crying and she hugged them, right? And then as she was running away, her like 60-year-old dad was running in front of her and he was crying. Don't. And he was recording her on his phone, and I started bawling, crying, right? And then I turned the corner, and I was seeing all these signs of people, and then up on the far right I just saw my name and it was like, your grand PJ. And I looked down and it's Jose's brother's wife was holding a sign saying your grand PJ, and they were all cheering for me, and I started crying again. So I was just crying for the whole thing.
That's exhausting in itself. Not to mind the running.
I was bawling my eyes out. But then, so I'm running a marathon, right? I'm running a marathon, right?
You ran a marathon.
Then next thing,
Oprah ran a marathon.
This faster than me.
And I was going to say, but a fella ran it backwards very quick as well.
Surely not. How long?
Let me check. Fastest marathon while running backwards, 3 hours, 43 minutes.
That's literally superhuman though.
Yeah, but also that's ridiculous.
That's crazy. How did he do that?
Also, I don't know, I need to fact check it, but I said the youngest fella who ever ran a marathon was 3. And I'm going, but was his dad carrying him? Was his mum carrying him? You know what I mean?
No, he couldn't have actually ran it, like.
At 3?
No.
Also, are kids allowed to sign up for marathons?
I don't know.
So I think he must have been in a harness.
I don't know. I was weak for me anyway, because I wasn't really running for a time. I just wanted to finish.
Go on about, tell me about this girl.
So basically, right, so I'm running the marathon. Everything's going well. I'm about, like, I want to say 3/4 of the way through. Like, kind of struggling, right? Yeah. But like, I'm like, okay, just focus on your breathing. Like, you're going to be able to do this. Next thing, this girl turns around and goes, shh. And I goes, oh my God, sorry. I thought we were like running through like a place in Vienna where like we have to stop our music or be respectful or something, right? So I take out my headphone and I go, oh, I'm so sorry. And then she goes, your breathing is driving me insane. And I goes, what? I goes, I'm so sorry.
Oh my and God. I slide tackle.
So then I jog away.
I say you won't be breathing in a second, babe,
I felt so weird. I was like, I'm so sorry. So I jogged away from her, right?
Or fuck off over there, no, girl.
That's what I was saying, right? So I jogged away from her. And
you
then
don't
I,
need to be my shadow
and
at all.
And then I started getting so angry. And I was like, how the fuck? I was, her name is Teresa, right? So fuck you, Teresa, if you're listening.
Well, look up her time.
No, I started getting so angry. But I was so emotional. And I think the universe was like, you have to get too soft now, you're getting too emotional, and you need to get through this. I'm going to deliver you this, right, bitch. I actually have to thank you, Teresa, because you got me through the next 5k. Because I was like, I'm fucking taking this bitch out.
Also, that's good. Like, anger is an emotion that you can channel
something. I say, if you look that spike there, that was when she thought, look in the graph, that spike in my marathon graph is when she told me shut up. But I was like, girl, what do you expect? But then I got really self-conscious about my breathing.
Also, what way were you breathing?
I was like going, because I was running a marathon.
Yeah, I think she forgot, did she?
But then I got so self-conscious about it, I started going for a bit. And then I goes, no. Actually,
how dare she?
I goes, I'm taking up space in this marathon. And then I just took on, and it was grand. Like,
now, I know I was having a bit of a laugh at you there and saying, oh, you went off track and Oprah, whatever. This is crazy now, and I know we're friends or whatever, but I'm actually, everyone probably is, so proud of you for running a marathon.
Babe,
I could never run a marathon. No, I'd have no interest. Do you know what I mean? I probably could, but I'd have no interest. Like, you're one of a very small percentage of people who will ever run a marathon in their lives. Like, it's a huge, huge achievement. Also, like, you've only been training a year. It's your first marathon. It's a great, great, great time.
I am really proud of myself. Like, so, oh my God, this was the cutest thing ever then, right? I got my runners in Run Logic in Temple Bar. Shout out Run Logic. They're so sound.
Shout out Run Logic.
Independent business. Yeah. I think.
Sounds independent.
Sounds independent. There's this lovely girl in there, and I don't know your name, she never told me, right? Sorry, if like we'll talk about this when I come in, right? But basically,
you're going in again. Are you doing another one? Have you got the bug?
Don't talk to me a second.
Have you got the bug?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
What
happened? Because once I finished the marathon, some fella turned to me and goes, when you run the next one? I goes, girl, let me recover from this.
Someone ran 50 marathons, 50 days. That's another record. Anyway, I'm all facts about the marathons, and I couldn't, like, come here.
Also, every time you say one, I'm like, I should fuck on today. You're like, someone ran it backwards. Oprah beat your time. Also, a fella ran 50 in 50 days.
Come here. You're speaking to the fella who sits down when he pisses because I'm so lazy.
No, you're not. You're dope.
I'm lazy in many senses.
But basically, I went into Run Logic to get my the test to see if you're running properly, and she was so lovely in there. So then at one stage in the marathon, you go through the gay area, right? And like, for the majority of the marathon, I was like, I don't care how I look, I'm just getting through this, right? The minute I saw that gay flag, I turned it on. I fixed the hair.
She fixed the hair.
I perfected the posture.
Yeah.
I turned the corner, they're blaring TikTok by Kesha.
Perfect.
So obviously there's a drag queen on the mic. I'm going, girls.
Really?
I'm like, let's
You're making
live.
Me want to run one, right? And I don't wanna.
This was, and it only lasted for like 30 seconds. So, and then it was back.
30 seconds of paradise by the sounds of
so
it.
So then I'm jogging. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting the adrenaline hit. All the gays looking at me, they're going, yes, hunty, they know I'm one of them. You know
took
what
off
I mean?
A layer.
Do you know what I mean? Turns the corner.
Hit the poppers out for some energy.
Hit the poppers out. I went over, did some poppers, kept going, right? Next thing I heard, go on, PJ. And like people were just screaming that randomly because you couldn't like read my name, and obviously it's too letters, so it's easy to scream.
It was an
right?
easy one, yeah.
And I looked over, and it was the girl who sold me my runners from Run Logic, and I was like, "Oh my God!" And then I started crying again. But isn't that so lovely?
That's
she
lovely.
Was so, and I was like, "Hi, babe."
That's so nice. Now that's a 360-degree service,
yeah,
isn't it?
The fact that she sold me my runners and then went to Vienna
went to
cheer
you
me on.
That come here.
Anyway, that was the marathon, and that was my third of a life crisis. Third of a life crisis.
Honestly, so proud
Thanks,
of you.
Babe.
Look at me in the eyes. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, love.
I'm proud of you typically anyway.
But isn't it weird though that like we both kind of got into like a new fitness kick at the same time? Like your third life crisis is kind of joining CrossFit, isn't it?
So do you think maybe you get into the running and me get into the CrossFit? Were we replacing each other? Because we both got into them.
Oh yeah.
When like, because you've been running kind of since you got back to Dublin. I joined CrossFit more or less like kind of around the time you left.
Were we filling a void?
Were we filling the void of each other?
We just had more time on our hands.
Do you think?
Maybe. I don't know, because, like, to be honest, I was just looking to switch it up.
I love to switch it up.
I don't think it's, like, because everyone was like, oh, you're going through a crisis because you started running, or, like, people would be like, oh, you're mad into the CrossFit.
Do you not think you were?
I don't think I was.
I think I was having a bit of a crisis before I turned 30. So they say, right, that in your 20s, you're saying, what am I going to do with my life, right?
Yeah.
You know, because I suppose a lot of people maybe finish college.
You do, yeah. There's a lot of finding yourself in your 20s.
Absolutely. People are emigrating. Mm-hmm. Some friends are doing masters, you know, and you're also like entering field of work properly. So maybe you're kind of thinking, you know, am I actually happy doing this work and where I am? And then you have your 40s and 50s when you're saying, what have I done with my life?
Okay.
You know, so that's why some people might feel like, oh my God, I haven't been crazy enough, or I haven't splashed out.
Okay.
You know, I've been married for this long. Am I truly happy? You know,
that's the midlife crisis.
That's the midlife crisis. Okay. And then the third life crisis is in your 30s and you're saying, what am I currently doing with my life? So it's, what am I going to do? Yeah. What have I done? And we're in the phase where we're saying, what am I doing with my life?
Do we think about things too deeply? Just like, just be happy day to day. I know that that's obviously oversimplifying things, but it's like, we put way too much pressure on ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, if you're worrying about the future when you're in your 20s, worrying about the present when you're in your 30s, and worrying about the past when you're in your 50s, you don't get a lick of sleep. It's all worry, isn't it?
And worry's exhausting.
It's so exhausting.
I mean, I don't think I do it too often. I think there was just that window before my 30th birthday.
Yeah, I think in my 20s, I was crazy.
You were crazy in your 20s,
I think I had a really, like, I had a quarter life crisis, I think. Since I turned 30, like, especially 30, like, even like in the last year, I just feel way more
relaxed.
And older. But like, I just, I don't know, is it a frontal lobe? I know we talk about that loads. But like, I just feel like the things that before would make me panic now, I just go, okay, yeah, whatever.
So there was actually a survey in the UK that found that 70% of respondents over the age of 40 claimed that they were not truly happy until they reached the age of 33.
Oh.
Isn't that mad? So apparently that's around the age where you're...
I do not feel that recently though. Yeah. Do you not feel more like, oh, you're way more sure of yourself? And then it's also like some of the things that you thought were important, like, really aren't.
You know what's like a big turning point as well? It's like, you know, I think in your 20s, particularly, like, friendships or the idea of having friends, like, regardless of who they're with, or just having like a group to go out with, all of that seems so important. Whereas now I feel like, and I think this is like the biggest change that I'm aware of, and it even relates to dating as well. You know, when I was dating in my 20s, I might meet a fella and there might be one or two things that I'd completely ignore just because I kind of liked him, would find myself altering myself on the date, or like giving a different version of myself, not the truest version.
I know what you mean.
And similarly with friends, I would be just hung up on having the friend as opposed to actually breaking it down and being like, wait, are they a good friend in my life? Do they add something to my life?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not worried about any of that anymore because I have the friends that I have and that I want.
Or like if a fella was doing something that you would have fobbed off in the past, you'd be like, what the fuck are you on about now?
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Nowadays, I'd call it out, or I'd just be like, oh, I'm not going to entertain a second date because that's actually not...
That'd be a deal breaker down the line. Yeah,
that's not in line with the person that I want to be with.
Does that mean so, like, dating and stuff probably gets harder the older you get because...
You're more specific.
You're more specific and you know what you want way more. Whereas, like, when you're younger, you're just like, give me a warm body. You know what I mean?
But I think that's why it is. Also, like, the older you get, right, the more comfortable you are in your own company.
Yeah. But also, I just think all these, like, quarter life, third life, midlife crisis stuff just stems from a place of panic. It's like, everyone's like, oh my God, I need to do these things before I die. And we're putting too much pressure on ourselves. Would you think, like, lads who are in like their 50s who buy the sports car, leave their wife and get like the younger mistress, do you think they're like self-aware enough to go, oh, this is obviously a midlife crisis?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Yes. Or do you think they're like, I'm just living for the Ferrari and the young blonde? Problematic.
It's a bit crazy, isn't it?
Because like it's such a stereotype now. Like yeah. Do you think when they get out of bed and they polish their head and then they go to their Ferrari and then they go to pick up their girlfriend from like her internship?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Are they like, I'm having a midlife crisis, or are they kind of like, are they like, I'm king of the world? You know what I mean?
I think the latter.
Really? Because that's embarrassing, no?
I think it's definitely the latter.
I'd be so embarrassed.
One thing, like my dad, like he was never crazy like that.
Okay, yeah.
He was never, not having any affairs that we were aware of.
No.
But oh my God, when my dad did pass away, it was actually crazy. There was, obviously you have to go through finances, things, yeah. Things to do with the bank and stuff. And like, obviously my mom and dad had like this shared
bank account,
yeah. Whatever. And my mom was like, what's that? And it was massages, right?
Okay.
And I was a bit like, oh, fuck. She was like, your dad didn't like massages. And I was going, oh, right.
Oh, no.
Into it. But we were actually able to follow up on it. But it was actually like when he had like very bad pain in his back, he was going for like a physio session, but it was down.
Oh, okay.
At the sash. But I remember reading him being like, oh, my
really,
God.
Not the dirty laundry
I need to rip up this bank statement. But you know, he never had anything. My dad was never into like fancy cars. He was never into like, yeah, any of that stuff, which I would kind of loved. I think I'd have been a bit mortified if my dad was having a midlife crisis. Sorry if your dad is having a midlife crisis, he'd been a bit crazy.
I don't think my dad had a midlife crisis, but he did buy a chicken coop later in life.
Oh, well, I'm down for those type of crises.
Like, and he always wanted a chicken coop, so he got one. So I'm like, is that a midlife crisis? He did also as well. I remember there was one week where he had steak for breakfast 3 times in a row.
Steak?
And he was like, look at me living the dream, having steak for breakfast. And I was like,
for brekkie, was he on a bulk?
No, I think I was like, that's not great for the cholesterol, doll.
No.
You know what I mean?
But ideally, he wouldn't be having
steak and bubble and squeak, like, and he thought he was king of the castle.
Really?
No, it made him so happy that I was like, I'd cook that for you every morning kind of vibes. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to make a straight man happy, just, and obviously if they're not a vegan, just give them steak for breakfast and they just feel like a king.
Really? Is that the key to a straight man's
happiness? I think that's the key to a straight man's happiness. They're not that complicated, girls.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They're very simple, aren't they? Yeah. Now, other signs that you might be going through a bit of a crisis in your 30s.
Okay.
Crises.
Let's see, do we tick these?
Right. You started having therapy.
Did you?
I started that at 29.
I didn't.
That lasted for 6 months.
Running's my therapy. I'm joking. It's not.
You're considering a career change. Yeah, tick.
Are you?
Tick for me. Tick,
are you
tick,
leaving?
Tick, tick,
are you
tick,
leaving
tick,
this?
Tick, 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 tick.
God.
No, but I have a lot of friends who are.
Really?
Considering it, yeah.
Well, I suppose when you get to 30, you'll be like, oh, this isn't what I like thought it would be. Like, yeah. I feel like if we were both, if we didn't start the podcast and like didn't go down other career paths and like went into like professional dancing full time, yeah, like on the West End and stuff, by now I'd be over it.
Oh, I'd have hung on my tap shoes.
Oh,
actually, I would have said maybe. Pandemic would have been gone, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have went back.
I wouldn't have been doing the Zoom classes at home. I did one and it was awful. I did because I felt obliged.
Yeah, and you were trying to do across the floor.
I was trying to do across the floor in my what? In my pokey, yeah, East London flat. No, thanks. You're questioning your love life. Too many people be doing that.
Yeah, they do. People do. I'm not, though. Like, obviously, I'm getting married.
Yeah, but in the lead up to your 30s, before you went back to Ireland, like, that was prompted by your love life. Like, as in, you were questioning whether you could pursue things as they were.
Yeah. I made the choice to move back to Ireland to be with Jose.
Yeah. I don't think it just means like questioning like staying with someone.
Okay, yeah. I questioned like where are we going,
where
with
you
this?
Were going.
Yeah,
exactly.
I actually did. Yeah, coming into my 30s, I was like, what's the story?
Your reading habits have changed.
I'm reading more.
Are you reading more?
When I read more, I get better at spelling.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, well, that's
and
yeah,
I need
that makes sense
because you're sick of correcting the subtitles on the teasers. he goes to me the other day. He goes, I know these are usually AI generated, but you're going to have to read them from now on. And he goes, oh, sorry.
You've bought a pet? Yeah, you?
I didn't buy anything. I adopted.
Well, you paid for it. So
I didn't. We just donated to purchase. The sanctuary that we got them from.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yours was sanctuary. Yeah.
They got rescued from a Supermax drive-thru. I'm taking all of these, actually, which is kind of worrying.
Or pot plants.
You got a few plants. But they're dead.
But that's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not having a good crisis. I'm having a crisis with the crisis that I'm having.
To be honest, I think I ticked 4 of the 5 of those.
So what did I tick? I think I ticked 2.
Okay, brilliant. But also, if you're going through a crisis, like, why not, you know? It's boring otherwise.
Crisis makes it sound like it's crazy.
But also
kind
as well.
Crazy, but it can be fun.
Otherwise, it'll be on a ladronic. You'll be very bored.
That's what I'm saying. But we need to rebrand it. We need to...
It's character development.
No, it's... You know what it is?
Plot
it's
twist.
A shake-up.
It's plot twist.
It's doing it for the plot.
It's a plot twist.
It's a plot twist.
Yeah, if you watch the film and the character was just stable the whole time, snooze me later.
Oh, it wouldn't have been commissioned.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Or it would have been straight to streaming.
So basically, if you're going through a crisis, it's from the pressure you're putting on yourself of what you expect your life to be like at this
and
point.
And that's society is putting on you.
Yeah, and we just
and
say,
you know what? And it as well is it the mams?
And it's the Irish mammies. When you go to the function, they go, Susan,
any fella,
yeah. Or are you pregnant yet?
Pregnant
Stop
yet?
Asking women are they yeah. pregnant? That's so fucking weird. But basically, if you're 30 like us and you're feeling the pressure,
you're 31.
Yeah, but you're going to be 31 very soon.
You're
isn't that
31.
Next week?
Ah, you remember?
I can't wait, babe.
What did you get me?
What are we doing?
What's I get you again for this birthday?
You got me the vest that I wore in the marathon.
Yeah, so you need to get me something class.
Yeah, I will. But if you are 30 and you're feeling the pressure at the moment, you feel like you're borderline crisis, embrace it, number one, because it's
first
good
of all,
the
have
plot,
the crisis.
And it's good
cut
for the
your
plot.
Hair and
yeah,
whatever.
And
get
just
bangs.
Be a bit manic, you know. It'll spice it. And also,
actually, how do we feel about bangs? If the girls want to do bangs to
just
switch
do
it up?
Them once in your life.
I think you need... Just get it out of the way.
Yeah. Also, like, you're not... Like, if you're in a crisis, it's not only entertaining for you, it's also entertaining for your friendship group who are worried about you, and then they can have little side group chats talking about your crazy, like, antics.
And one of my favourite clips is, you know, Nanny 911 when she's in the back of the car and she goes, this family's in a crisis.
Yeah. Embrace the crisis, girls.
Embrace the crisis.
But anyway, this is...
That's the name of the ep, Embrace the Crisis.
Embrace the Crisis is the name of the ep.
Embrace the Crises.
In Crises, look at you, learning things. Is that it?
What did we say it was? Anyway,
you
I forgot.
You said Crises.
I said crises.
Embrace the crises.
Yeah, but we won't know what way people read it if it's just the title of the app.
So to relieve the pressure, here are some facts. Barely 1/3 of adults in Ireland own homes by the time they're 30.
Barely 1/3. And the ones who do own them are the ones who are getting the hands out from the Tish Mahori.
Exactly. Over half of women reach the age of 30 without having children. So don't be panicking.
That's a great stat.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also,
obviously great if you have a kid as well, but like, you know, for the girlies who'd be panicking.
Yeah. Also, in the 2022 census, they found that 43% of Irish people are single. So if you're panicked about getting a relationship, don't worry.
Exactly.
You know
so
what I mean?
All this is just to say,
take your time.
Talk
a buggy.
Also,
for our non-Irish listeners, that means take it easy.
Take it easy. We know all about those stats of all the like famous people.
Yeah, and they're not reading that.
Like, no. Like Samuel L. Jackson didn't get his first major movie role until he was 46.
Yeah, and Oprah started really late and then she ran a marathon faster than me.
She ran a marathon at 40 faster than PJ.
Do you know what I mean?
Look, exactly. If Oprah... That's what I'm going to use as like my comforting thought, because I don't really want to run a marathon, but I'm like, oh, PJ's in it, you know, should I run it? Oprah waited until the age of 40 and she ran it faster than PJ. So
that's all that matters.
Right, girlies, run that marathon, cut your hair, have a divorce, hold off on the baby,
pop the champagne,
call your boss a prick if he's being a langer,
get that takeaway on a Tuesday.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Life's too short.
I met someone recently who said that every Monday, to like take the edge off of Monday, they have Monday night pizza party.
Brilliant.
And now I would never even have thought, my brain can't even compute that. Pizza on a Monday, and I'm like, oh, of course it's going to make it the best day of the week.
Yeah.
Pizza party Mondays,
pizza
girlies.
Pizza party Mondays.
Pizza party Mondays.
That's the name of the
bye, girlies.
Bye, girlies.
Take care.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.